This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at MinkyCouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. If you're new to the channel, consider subscribing and smashing that thumbs up. A shout out to my channel members and my patrons, Matthew Bauer and Liberties to Voltron76 and many others. You guys are amazing. Now, let's go into the woods tonight. The circle of forest is just that, a circle. About 750 meters in diameter. It's not particularly big. It is ringed by 2 meters of grassless rock, and then beyond that is the wilderness. Moss and fern and cliff and weeds. The trees and plants that grow inside the circle are thick and strong. It's raining this evening. I sit in my little hut with a mug of warm tea as the rain batters and clatters against the roof. It leaks through in one corner and drips quickly down into a bucket I've placed there. My rifle rests against my leg. My hut has a direct view of the centerpiece of the forest. A dark, cave-like hole in the middle of the clearing, descending down and into the unknown. I tried to go through it once, but my head began to pound the deeper I went down. To the point of agony, actually, I was forced to retreat. I didn't go down there anymore. Not much point to it. My colleague joins me tonight. He sips from a mug of his own. "Ah," he says, with a pleasant smile. "Delicious. Nothing like a warm mug on a cold day." "Mm-hmm," I replied, scratching my beard. "What do you think might be coming up today?" he asks. "Who could tell? Nothing, hopefully." "It's been a while since the last one," he murmurs. "We are overdue for a visitor." "Yes, yes, I suppose we are," I sign. Visitor is a darkly comical way to refer to the things that clamber out of the hole, coined because of how crushingly lonely it could get out here in this particular station. I've been out here for 3 months now. Another 3 to go. But of course, I have Robbie here with me tonight. Somebody to talk to. I've missed him. The rain splashes through the leaves and into the undergrowth, and I take a final sip before setting the mug down onto the little wooden table with a low thunk. I rise to my feet. "Right. Let's head a little closer, shall we?" He mutters, glancing out the doorway. "Into the rain?" "You know it, brother." He signs. "Fine. Are we splitting up or sticking together this time?" "It's a no-brainer. We'll stick together," I tell him. I clap him on the shoulder and gesture for the man to head outside. "You know how I get lonely." He chuckles. "Right you are, man." And out he goes, rifle in hand. I hoist my own, and out I go. The water splashes against my hood and my shoulders as we push through the undergrowth and a little closer towards the hole. The reason for this little pursuit outdoors is the rain itself. It is, unfortunately, obscuring our view. And while on a clear day, I might be content to just sit in the hut and wait for one of the sensors to trigger. I also don't fully trust the sensors' effectiveness in such weather, so out we go. The ferns brush up against my camo legs as we approach the clearing, and we take our positions beside the best lookout trees. Robbie is a little off, though. "Hey," I say to him, above the rush of the rain. He looks at me. Wake up, man. You could be seen from there. Back up a little. He chuckles and rubs his head. Of course. Right you are. We settle down and we wait. And we watch. As the water pools and puddles around the hole in the ground ahead. It's surrounded by tumbled rock and stone, though I couldn't say from where. There isn't another rock of such size in the whole circle of forest. Perhaps someone moved it there a long, long time ago. It's another 20 minutes before anything stirs from the hole. Robbie and I just spend time shooting the shit. I think you'd be so much happier if you quit this business, man, Robbie says to me. Being isolated for such long periods of time, it's not healthy. How long you got left? 3 months, I tell him. So 6 months total? Half a year in such a place as this? Robbie shakes his head. You need to get around people. Humans are social creatures. Perhaps, I grunt. Robbie opens his mouth to say more, but I cut him off with a quick gesture, pointing to the hole. We both creep a little lower in our positions and watch as a shadow begins to shamble its way from the depths of the hole. The thing is covered in slime and chatters as it appears, armored brown and disgusting. Two tiny beady eyes peer out as its antennae twitch and circle around. Its rows upon rows of sharp legs clatter over the rock and slice down into the wet grass and the mud. I feel a swell of revulsion rise up in my stomach, but it's okay. These types are always the easiest. I raise my rifle, Robbie does likewise, and the abomination is riddled with quick holes. Its shell and flesh burst out into the undergrowth as it screeches in fury. I suppress a gag. Disgusting, Robbie mutters. What the hell do those things even come from? I didn't bother responding. It's a question we've asked each other countless times over the years. I have my theories. From amidst the ruin of the centipede-like creature and out from the hole comes a deer. It raises its head and sniffs the air. I raise the rifle, and the deer bolts, bouncing and speeding away over the undergrowth. Shoot! I shout, hesitating as I look between the deer and my colleague. I point at him. Watch the damn hole. I'll be back. Yeah, chance would be a fine thing, but the deer is the priority for now. I take off between the trees after it. I raise the gun and fire, exploding a branch as I do so. The deer still hops speedily away. They aren't usually this fast, these things. I stumble after it, leaping over the ferns and bushes, and the deer makes the mistake of turning sideways to try and AC away from me. I take the opportunity to raise the rifle to my shoulder, firing again, with a better chance of hitting it, and this time I strike. Black fluid bursted from the deer's side, and a strangled, decidedly non-deer-like noises escape its throat as it crashes down to the ground with a rustle of ferns. I wipe the rain and sweat from my forehead and turn instantly back, chest raising and falling as I hastily return to the clearing. I approach from the opposite side this time, and I raise my hand to Robbie, but, just as I suspected, the man isn't looking. His interest is elsewhere, staring off into the woods. He rises to his feet. Robbie! I shout at him. And he swivels to look at me. Were you watching the hole? The man does not respond, and movement at the clearing edge catches both our attentions. An anxious-looking man with a backpack and waterproof trousers shuffles out from between the trees, a crumpled map in one hand. Hello? he says, looking between Robbie and I. I raise my rifle at once, and Robbie does likewise. I began making my way around the clearing's edge towards my colleague, barrel of the weapon fixed carefully on the stranger. Hey, he says in alarm, putting up his hands. I don't understand. You guys are rangers, right? I'm not a poacher or anything like that. He forces out an awkward laugh. I'm just lost, honestly. Literally. I'm literally lost. Where are you from? I ask him. I'm sorry, the man replies, adjusting his glasses. I didn't realize I had an accent. A poor attempt at a joke. Another weak laugh. Tell me where you're from right now, or I'll blow your frickin' head off. I tell the stranger plainly as I reach my position beside Robbie. Speak clearly. I'm from Obderbrand, the man mutters. What? I reply, jerking the rifle. I said, speak clearly. Obderbrand, the man replies, raising his voice, the terror in his face quite evident. That's not a real place, I tell him. What country? I don't. What damn country? This country, obviously. Please, this isn't funny. Just let me go, alright? I'll find my own way, please. I exchange a look with Robbie. Tell me the name of any country, hiker. That's all I need to know. The man shakes where he stands as the rain pours down through the trees. He stutters and mutters. And eventually he manages to speak, though his words are a string of nonsense. I take quick aim and pull the trigger, and a hole appears in the center of the man's forehead. He drops like a brick as black fluid bursted and spurts from his face, his skin twitching and crawling as a massive, insect-like leg bursts from his ribcage. I spit on the ground. Jizo, Robbie murmurs. I considered citing the man for allowing the creature through, but there's no point, really, so I let it go. The corpse twitches in the grass beneath the rain. Obderbrand? Robbie repeats. Do you even think it's a real place? Or did he just make it up? A random combination of sounds? Who could say, man? I reply, shrugging. Your guess is as good as mine. Robbie says nothing further. We sit side by side and watch the hole for another 30 minutes. We are quieter this time, but still, it's nice to just have his company. The rain falls. I gotta take a piss, man, Robbie says, breaking the silence. He clambers to his feet. Hey, just don't go too far. Just piss right there. Huh? I need you alert and active, my man. Just piss right there. Robbie hesitates and gives me a quick look before shaking his head. All right, man. I'll try not to turn around too fast. Wouldn't want to hit you with my dick and knock you out. I chuckle as he relieves himself against a tree. A chuckle which is quietly lost as the horde of shadowy beings began scampering out of the hole. Action, Robbie! I tell him. Quick, stay alert! The shadowy beings quickly take shape through the rain. They are all exact copies of myself. They don't make a break for the exit. They run to me. Shoot! Soldier! One of the copies shouts into my face, grabbing me by the shoulders. Jesus, thank God! You're alive! Right, come with us immediately. There's still time to get you to safety. I shove him away and raise my rifle. My copy stares at the barrel, then at me, and then swears and throws out his arms. Again? For fuck's sake, why does he keep doing this? He turns to another one of my copies and gives him a light shove to the chest. Why won't he just come back? What are we doing wrong? I choose not to partake in this little piece of theater. I take aim and fire, bursting a hole into my copy's neck. Initially, the blood is red, which is rather worrying, but it quickly runs black as he falls gasping to the floor. The other copies of myself all retreat in panic. There are 5 more of them. Robbie! One of them shouts, gesturing to my colleague. Tell him to come back already. We can't keep doing this. Robbie stutters and mutters, and I fire. The copy's head bursts open. Down he goes. 2 of the surviving copies attempt to hastily escape, back to the hole, which I find interesting, but not interesting enough to spare them. Down they go, one after the other. Bang, bang. 2 left now. They look at each other, and the closest holds out his hands to me. Listen, he says carefully as I reload. I know this seems impossible and scary. He's right. I'm freaking terrified, though I'm doing my best not to show it. These things really are getting creative. But you have to trust us on this, or at least hear us out, please. Do you have any idea how long you've been gone? The other copy shouts in anger. He's not going to listen. It's just like last time. The closest copy stares into my eyes. I don't care what the others say, he tells me. I will never leave you behind. I swore it once, and it's a promise I intend to. Bang. I blow the imposter to kingdom come. His comrade panics and slips on the wet grass as he tries to run, and I gun him down. His lifeless body thuds to the ground, his skin twitching in various and unsettling places, as if being pressed or stretched from the inside. I put a couple of bonus bullets in him for good measure. Robbie looks over at me and he studies my face. Are you good, man? He asks after a moment. Yeah, I reply, lying. Yup. I stare at the faces of my copies. Corpses now. I try not to dwell on it. I glance over to Robbie. Perhaps I've let this little charade go on for far too long. Robbie pales and stares right past me at the hole. I turn to follow his gaze. 3 figures clamor out, one waving a white flag. Wait! One calls out above the roar of the rain. I squint through it for a better look. Don't shoot! It's me again! Another copy! Though this one is at least 2 decades older. A copy of Robbie is with him, similarly aged. A girl in her 30s walks with them, a fearful expression on her face, and her hands raised. It's my daughter. A sick copy at the least, and aged up like the others. I throw my hands out exaggerated. What do you want? Listen to me, you fool! My elder copy shouts back. This is the real me, the real you! And this is the real Robbie, the real Robbie! He puts a hand on the copy of Robbie's shoulder, and the other on my daughter's face. She stares at me wide-eyed. He looks so young, she says. She calls over. Dad, it's me. Do you remember? Please tell me you remember. Remember the trip we took to the beach? You took us to the coast on my 10th birthday? We saw dolphins. She reached up to her neck and lifts a necklace with a smooth little shiny pebble attached. You let me keep this pebble. We had it turned into a necklace. Things are about to change, my copy says to me, walking even closer. Things beyond your understanding, and the truth of this hole barely scratches the surface. It's a passage. I think you've realized this. A passage to places beyond and between. Sometimes to other planes, yes, but tunnels run deep. They loop back around. He slams his hand against his chest. I'm babbling. I appreciate that this might not make any sense to you, but we are from the same loop, the same path, looped back around. I take a deep breath. I look this madman in the eyes, with the same scent of the rain-washed pine and the drift of rifle smoke in my nose. I take aim and I fire. Bang. My so-called future self drops to the ground. My daughter screams, and the elder copy of Robbie drops to his knees at the corpse. No! No! He cries, and I take him out as well. The copy of my daughter is the hardest. Shaking where she stands, She turns to stare at me defiant, daring me to shoot her in cold silence.
"It doesn't have to be this way," she says, her voice wavering.
I chew my tongue, and then I call her bluff. Bang. Down she goes. Just another leaking corpse. Robbie stares at the ruined bodies. The trees rustle in the rain as the blast of the rifle rings in our ears. He looks at me.
How do you do it? He murmurs. How the hell do you do it?
I rub a sleeve across my eyes. Don't allow anything to escape, I tell him. It's a rule for a reason.
You do it so easily, he says quietly, the disgust in his voice quite clear.
Is that what you think? I ask him. I turn to face him, my jaw set and the rain leaks from my chin. Tell me, Robbie. Tell me if what I am doing is wrong. Should I be letting these things and these abominations out into the world? And where do they come from exactly? If where they're coming from is so great, then why leave it all? If there's something worse that's pushing them away, then that's all the more incentive to just keep shooting. I don't know which one of these horrors is the worst, so better safe than sorry.
What if they have something important to tell us?
He asks me. Important? Screw 'em. It's all tricks and lies. The second I let my guard down, I am lost, and speaking of which... I raise the rifle and point it at his head. He backs away.
Wait, hold on!
He laughs anxiously, then stops when he realizes I am not kidding around.
You've gone mad, he says simply. You've lost yourself in your head. It's me. It's Robbie.
If the things that come out of the ground are benevolent, then why do they all lie, Robbie? Why do they lie?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I think you do, my friend. I cocked the rifle. I've enjoyed your company tonight. I really have. You were a strong imitation. I'll give you that. But you've missed a crucial piece of information. You always miss something. Robbie is dead. Long dead. Died 2 years ago. He died defending the people of this place from the abomination that rose out of that yonder hole. So I'll be seeing you now. Robbie's face contorts into shock and surprise.
Please,
he begins, and I put a bullet through his forehead with a loud bang. He crumbles. Down he goes, just like the rest of them. That terrible black fluid pouring out and over the grass. Oversized, yet still only half-formed insect legs burst from the shoulders and neck, twitching in the rain. I lift my face to the sky and take a slow, deep breath. When Robbie first appeared to me this evening from the trees, I was too surprised to react. It was a potentially fatal mistake, but for one reason or another, the copy did not use his rifle to shoot me. If he was going to use it to kill me, he would have done so in that very first instinct. He didn't. So after that, I just played along, keeping an eye on him. As I said, it gets really lonely up here, and I miss that man a great deal. The rain's letting up a little bit now. I watch as the black sludge begins bubbling up from the hole's entrance, and I return to my hut. Sitting down with a sign in my chair as water drips from the branches and into the bucket beside me. The corpses will all have melted away by morning. There won't be any more visitors tonight. The black sludge means that the tunnel needs time to recharge. I reach for my mug and take a slow sip of cold, miserable tea. 3 months down. 3 more to go.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.